Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. You're listening to Kix, and this is Brekkie with Crossy. And yesterday, it was revealed that the Ted Albert Award for Outstanding Services to Australian Music was going to go this year to our very own Queen of Country, Joy McKean. She will be presented with the award on Wednesday, the 28th of April, at the APRA MCOS Awards. Good morning, Joy. It's a pleasure to have a chat with you again.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Luke. It's wonderful to be talking to you again.
It is good. It's been a while. I think the last time we spoke would have been the opening for the Slim Dusty Centre.
It was probably a while. It was certainly a while back.
Yeah.
But anyhow, good to be here again.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And I want to start off by asking, is this weird? Last year we had the movie Slim and I, which was largely your story. Now you got this honour, honouring yourself. And I imagine that a lot of the things you've done over the last however many years have been focused around Slim. The interviews will be talking about Slim Dusty and stuff like that. But now to have this focus and attention on you, how does that feel?
Well, yes, it is. But I think what happened was that the publishers, I had written, you see, a couple of books and so forth on Slim's story, and our story together, of course. And then publishers said that really there was a story to be told for what I had been doing. Slim's story was always told from a man's aspect and, you know, from the man's point of view. And people said, well, you know, a lot of women like to know what it was like for a woman travelling under those conditions, doing all the same things as what your husband was doing in the meantime. And so I wrote the next book, the last one, called Riding This Road. Someone picked it up and decided it would make a good documentary, film documentary. And there you are. I was caught in a juggernaut. I didn't know half the time it was happening. But my grandson took me into it, actually, because he lives in Melbourne and he works in video and film, and he became co-producer of it, and so with James to stiffen my back, I went ahead with it, and it's been wonderful, Luke.
To have such a long career in music, 70-odd years, it must have been such a challenge for anybody. I read the other day that it was 1994 when women in Australia were allowed to say that their occupation was a farmer. 1994, that wasn't that long ago. I couldn't imagine the challenges in that you must have faced as a female artist during those years, particularly in the early days, and how challenging that would have been.
That's right. I mean, for instance, the people that worked on the showgrounds in particular, I know that I used to watch them when we worked on the showgrounds with a big show for 6 years. And I was a great admirer of what all the women there used to do. And nobody thought anything of it because it was a family. It's very much family-oriented, the travelling music community. And I was amazed, too, at everything those women did. They did it because it had to be done. And not everybody could do all of it at once. So they worked as a unit, and Slim and I did the same thing.
Now, this award, this Ted Albert Award for Outstanding Achievement to Australian Music, and this isn't a country music thing. This is to Australian music. Michael Kudinski's in there, Michael Chugg's in there, Rob Potts, Midnight Oil, The Seekers, Helen Reddy. It is an amazing collection of people involved within Australian music. For most people, I don't think they'd question your influence on the Australian music industry, particularly country music, but does it feel like that for you?
Well, actually, I have worked on the music industry side of things quite a lot over the years. For instance, Slim and I were two of the five founders of the Country Music Association of Australia. And we supported the idea of the Golden Guitar Awards and helped get them established, I think. And we also, I think, made people understand that country music was something to be respected. And I think that not just them and me, but other country artists who have really tried to push the idea you can sing an Australian song and sing it in an Australian accent too. And there are people who do want to hear that. Mm. And it should be respected as much as any other genre of music.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the big things that we always tried to do. And I think the work that I did sometimes on the industry side of things was perhaps part of the reason that I've been honoured with something as great as the Ted Albert Award, because he did support Australian artists, musicians, songwriters, all the rest of it. He was really a great man in that respect.
It's something that I often think about, and I suppose you'll be a great person to ask. Do you feel like here in Australia we've done it enough to preserve the history of Australian country music? Of course, we know Slim and certainly some of the bigger names, but there's a whole generation of artists that we've just largely forgotten in many ways. Do you feel like we've done enough to, in your mind, to preserve that history?
There was too much of this thing that if it was Australian, it wasn't as good as anything that came from overseas. And that used to be a sort of a feeling that irritated me quite a lot.
Yeah, no, I imagine.
You'd be out there doing it, and I'd get sometimes people that I used to think, well, dear me, you know, you just don't know what you're even talking about. You don't understand it. You don't want to understand it. And that is actually a rather ignorant way of living, you know.
Mm. Agreed. Well, Joy, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up. Congratulations on this. It's well-deserved. And hopefully we get to catch up maybe at Tamworth next year for the big old 50th birthday party.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.